This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Paul Watson is touching the end of his nose. That means he's brought his intellect into hyperwar. Yes. There he is. His Britannic Majesty. Your Majesty. These guys are going to ride shotgun with you 20 minutes into the hour. So am I, Paul. But I know you've got a lot to talk about. I bet Milo, that has been banned off Twitter and banned from speaking in Florida by the police because he was going to speak out against the Muslims that just killed a whole bunch of gay people. I mean, I tell you, we predicted they'd bring him in, let him attack, and then do this, and they're really doing it. Paul Joseph Watson, what else is coming up in the next hour?
Well, we're going to talk about Milo's suspension. He's actually back on Twitter now because there was such a huge deluge of complaints. Drudge linked it, big fat red link at the top.
But it shows, why would they even try it?
Well, I think what happened was he got mass reported by Arab Twitter. So it was basically a huge frothing mass outrage campaign because he posted...
People that want to throw gays off buildings, but since they can't do that quite yet to Milo, they just wanted to shut down his free speech.
Yeah, they're progressive. So he put up a poll saying, what do we want in the West? Women, gays, freedom, or Islam? And at the start of the poll, it was, 95% women, gays, freedom. Then Arab Twitter got a hold of it. This Islamist with 1.2 million followers put it up. So it swung back to like 60-40. And then they just mass reported him. He was suspended for about 30 minutes. And the backlash was so intensive that he was back within the hour. So that just shows you how much power...
But when they did it to that other lady, they haven't let her come back yet. I mean, they're doing this to a lot of people. They've done it to us.
Well, no, and the second largest shareholder in Twitter, a bigger shareholder than Jack Dorsey, the founder, is a Saudi prince. The people who like to execute homosexuals. So we can't have any criticism of them.
Women.
Now 20% of Hillary's campaign is funded by the people who still execute homosexuals, but they're progressive, they're liberal, they're trendy.
And also, I had a psychiatrist on about this yesterday, a top psych warfare expert, and he was saying, but homosexuality is like ubiquitous in especially Wahhabist or Sunni Islam. So it's like, but they don't call it that. It's like weird. They like, they're doing it constantly, but if they decide they want to kill you for it, then they do. Just like this guy, as I predicted Sunday, was always in the gay bar. He was on, these apps like Grindr out there doing this and like hitting on everybody, but then separately went and killed him.
No, I mean, that's the thing over and over again. They're complete hypocrites. It seems the more radical their beliefs, the more hypocritical they are. That's why, for example, the 9/11 hijackers drank before the attacks. And, my cousin's gay. He knows some of the people who move in these circles. And it's a total open secret. It's well known that all these Saudis, all these princes, all these billionaires come to London to have gay orgies. That's their preferred activity. And yet when they go back home, they will whip people. They will imprison people. They will execute people simply for having, gay relationships. When they're doing the same thing, they're coming over to Europe having these gay orgies. So it's no surprise that the Orlando gunman turned out to be that way. Total hypocrite.
Yeah, it's like these preachers you always hear that are saying, put prostitutes in prison and everything, and then they're the ones you catch with the hooker.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the more radical their beliefs are, the more sick they are. So why would they stick to those beliefs? Why would they even be authentic in their beliefs?
But let's go further. We're going to come back and talk about this. Why, then, is the liberal gay community worshiping Islam, Paul?
Well, what's interesting, since this massacre on Saturday night, a lot of them have come out and said that they're voting for Trump. In fact, I'm going to cover that in an article later.
But now there's censorship of the gays for Trump hashtag.
Yeah, this is on Twitter. Again, remember, Google was censoring Hillary Clinton criminal. They made it about the 94 crime bill instead of all her scandals. Now gays for Trump hashtag is being censored. It does not auto complete, despite the fact that it's more than twice as popular as LGBTQ hate Trump party hashtag, which does autocomplete, despite the fact that less than half the number of people...
Stay there. We're going to talk about it when we come back.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
888-400-0435. The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones. Take your children and
yourself and hide. Welcome back to the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. This is Rob Duke. Got Josh Owens riding shotgun. We got Paul Joseph Watson back in England. This is actually a reunion. We left Paul a couple days ago, about 4 a.m. From our hotel in Prague, where we were flying out. So we're gonna, wrap up a little bit of Bilderberg business. It was interesting. It was like peaking, and the interest was peaking, and then this Orlando shooting happened, and you know the world's eye went to this.
Well, I think we hit the highlight. The highlight, which was Petraeus, you chasing.
Yeah,
Petraeus. That was the highlight of the trip because that's what we're there to do. We're not there to sit outside and, you know, hang out and be friendly. Not that there's a problem with that, but we're there to cover what's going on inside because the media isn't covering it.
Exactly, and there were a lot of issues. And we actually heard some audio. I'm waiting for that to come in, and I'll talk about that in 1 second. But just to let you guys know, Tim Kennedy was on the show today, and we launched the Tim Kennedy special, 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. I actually brought Brain Force and Secret 12 along with the iodine and silver that I never leave home without. I even took it to Europe And I, you know, bring a little bit extra so I can give to my buddies out there. As part of our partnership with Special Forces Operator and UFC fighter Tim Kennedy, we're giving you up to 15% off of InfoWars Life formulas used by Tim Kennedy. So you get 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. These are the products Tim uses and his Special Forces and UFC training to help get him to the next level. All three products have hundreds of five-star reviews and contain known herbs that help boost my vitality and help the body naturally. So, also, Living Defense is almost sold out. This is also another great product to get rid of the parasites that may be lurking inside your body. So, go to InfoWarsLife.com, check out the Tim Kennedy special and Living Defense. So, Paul, what were your final impressions of Bilderberg ending it this year? We definitely, in terms of Drudge support, we got a lot of Drudge love, which was nice, especially on the on some of those videos of these people leaving and not wanting to answer any questions. They pretend, you know, reporters don't exist, but if they're in any other location, they would stop and give a statement. You know, what's your take, Paul?
Well, I mean, it's interesting that on their official website, which they only created a few years ago after being in existence for decades, they said that there was no press conference at any Bilderberg meetings because of lack of interest. Now, how is it lack? It's only lack of interest from the mainstream media. I mean, it caught fire on the internet. As you said, we were on Drudge every day, sometimes twice a day. People are really interested in this and the intersectionality of Brexit and the migrant crisis, and the fact that it was in Germany piqued the interest even more. So that's no longer an excuse for them. Henry de Castries, one of the chairman of Bilderberg, basically came out the day afterwards and said that Brexit possibility is extremely high. So that's what they were talking about. We knew they were talking about that. They were incredibly concerned about that. And overall impressions of Bilderberg were that we blew it wide open once again. We tried to put some of these people on the record. We did in the case of Peter Thiel. He gave some bizarre, mealy-mouthed explanation about comparing us to the Stasi.
Yeah.
So because this huge a bureaucratic state operation that surveilled people, that hired people as informants was a bad thing back in the 70s and 80s in East Germany. He then compared us to that simply for asking for transparency.
And those radical transparency.
Right. And those were the leaders back then who were doing that to their people. He was trying to say, what you guys are doing is like the Stasi. Like, we're acting like Stasi. It was crazy. Although we did, I did have to chase Petraeus down because he wouldn't stop and answer my question. And I thought that was pretty interesting. I even did a version with cut it to Chariots of Fire, which maybe we'll play that going out to break. Y'all could play a little bit of that, maybe the last minute, and we'll go to break. But that was just serendipitous. I happened to be interviewing a guy. He was getting bested by the cops. He had three cops around him because he was drawing with chalk on the sidewalk. So I'm in the middle of a five-minute interview, and all of a sudden I see Petraeus run by, and I'm like, that's it. That's what I was looking for. That's my big fish. And, you know, chased him down, asking about Hillary Clinton's email server, because he had to resign as a result of his email getting hacked because he was a CIA director. Here's the Secretary of State who had her email continuously hacked. Guccifer was reading out her emails to people, yet she has to do nothing. It's okay for her.
No, I mean, it was a great effort, given all the equipment you were carrying to keep up with him, because for his age, he's really fast. He's really athletic.
He's very new.
So that was probably the biggest confrontation visually in terms of the entire Bilderberg conference. But the most interesting one for me was the very first, when we got, you know, as a result of Tillman and his great help, we got the governor of Saxony, Tillich, on record to basically admit that it was a huge lobbying organization. And that's key, because the media always presents it as a talking shop. You know, they say no consensus is achieved, no decisions are made, despite previous Bilderberg members going on record and saying that they do arrive at the consensus, which they then implement in policy. But Tillich brazenly admitted that he was going there to get investment into Dresden. So he was asking all these corporate heads for money to invest into his city.
And that seems like an ancillary property of Bilderberg, Paul. Like, you know, they bring in these local guys and they kind of beg for money a little bit. We confronted him outside, myself and Mr. Tillman. He didn't want to answer any questions. But we had a guy on the inside, another local who, you know, I put out a call for help. And, man, the locals responded. They came out in droves and said, hey, I've got a tip. I know where migrant camps are. I know where this is. You know, and this guy, Max, got in on the inside and told him he was doing a school project on Bilderberg. And the guy's like, sure, I'll answer a couple of your questions. And he asked him a couple of innocuous ones. He's like, well, I'm trying to get money for my city of Dresden. And he acted like that was okay to go talk to these people, and we need to do it in secret. And it's just amazing how all that, you know, came out. That, and that was our first big blow before the conference, I guess the night that people were arriving there. That's when that happened. And that feels like 2 years ago already. Because so much goes on. But you have to be on your toes. You have to be ready. I got a phone call that says, hey, he's still in the church. We could go confront him. And then our buddy had already got him on the inside. So it's about putting that information out and getting it up as quick as possible. But I think that really blows open the whole myth that Bilderberg is just a private meeting. There's giant banking combines going there, along with politicians and leaders in tech, and they're all trying to figure out a way that they can use the money that they've stolen by, you know, manipulating interest rates and manipulating all these processes that they own to get money for their little pet projects. So this guy in Dresden is probably offering them sweetheart deals to invest. Hey, you come here, I'll give you the best deal because I know you and I met you at Bilderberg. So that's how the club works. You come in. And it is. It's just a little, all, you know, a boys' club, for, you know, in a sense. And, you know, they invite media people there, and they're not doing anything about it. I think they bring the media there just to prove that they can do it, and they won't say a word about it. Josh, what do you think?
Yeah, well, it's obvious that they're having meetings inside, or maybe they send out a little newsletter beforehand because Tillich hadn't gone in yet. But you see, when Peter Thiel came out, and the only comment he had was, well, the Stasi was in favor of radical transparency. Whatever the hell that means, I have no idea. But they obviously get these talking points because I'm assuming that the low-level people, when they get there, the people that have never been there before, they see this big crowd of people protesting. And I'm sure they have to ask themselves, well, what's going on? Why are they so upset that we're in here? And so I'm sure they give out, you know, little newsletters. I'm sure they give a little card that's like, oh, it's okay that we're meeting in secret. It's good that we're meeting in secret. So I think it's interesting that a few of the people, that's the only comment they had to make, Tillich and Thiel. Yeah. That was the only thing they had to say was that, well, you know what, it's okay that we meet in secret. In fact, it's good. Let me give you some double think so we can say that it's actually part of the Nazis that we want transparency.
Yeah, you're now a Nazi because you want to know what's going on. So... Well, Paul, I think we're going to punch out here. Let's go to that video with Chariots of Fire chasing Petraeus, and maybe we'll put it on InfoWars right now. It's just on my personal channel because of the I'm using that amazing score from the movie from the 1980s. So with that, Paul's going to come back after the break. This is Rob Dew, Josh Owens. I guess signing off for Bilderberg. We may have one other extra video that we're going to put up, an amazing interview we did with someone who claims to be related to a Bilderberg member, one of the founding members. So that should be interesting. I don't know if we totally believe her yet, though. So let's roll that video.
One quick question, General Petraeus. You had to resign as a result of an email scandal, yet Hillary Clinton is still running for president, even though she's got this massive email scandal. People hacking her. You think she should resign from the Democratic Party? Just one quick question, sir. One quick question, General Petraeus. You had to resign as a result of an email scandal, yet Hillary Clinton is still running for president, even though she's got this massive email scandal. People hacking her. You think she should resign from the Democratic Party? Just one quick question, sir. One quick question, General Petraeus. You had to resign as a result of an email scandal, yet Hillary Clinton is still running for president, even though she's got this massive email scandal. People hacking her. You think she should resign from the Democratic Party? Just one quick question, sir. One quick question, General Petraeus. You had to resign as a result of an email scandal, yet Hillary Clinton is still running for president, even though she's got this massive email scandal. People hacking her. You think she should resign from the Democratic Party? Just one quick question, sir. One quick question, General Petraeus. You had to resign as a result of an email scandal, yet Hillary Clinton is still running for president, even though she's got this massive email scandal. People hacking her. You think she should resign from the Democratic Party? Just one quick question, sir. One quick question, General Petraeus. You had to resign as a result of an email scandal, yet Hillary Clinton is still running for president, even though she's got this massive email scandal. people hacking her. Do you think she should resign from the Democratic Party? Just one quick question, sir. One quick question, General Petraeus. You had to resign as a result of an email scandal, yet Hillary Clinton is still running for president, even though she's got this massive email scandal. People hacking her. Do you think she should resign?
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down.
We are back. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Now there's a story out of Denton which has broken in the last few hours. A man holding a Quran, ranting about Allah and making terrorist threats, was arrested at a Texas courthouse
Peshwaz Azad YC, 28, was arrested Wednesday morning at the Denton County Courthouse on East McKinney Street on charges that he made terroristic threats. So he's holding a Quran, he's ranting about Allah, he's making terrorist threats. I guess that's nothing to do with Islam. We have yet another story. Islamic refugee with gas pipeline plans arrested in New Mexico border county. This is at Judicial Watch. Police in a U.S. town bordering Mexico have apprehended an undocumented Middle Eastern woman in possession of the region's gas pipeline plans. Law enforcement sources tell Judicial Watch authorities describe the woman as an Islamic refugee. I'm sure bringing more cultural enrichment. Pulled over during a traffic stop by a deputy sheriff in Luna County, New Mexico, which shares a 54-mile border with Mexico. County authorities alerted the U.S. Border Patrol and the FBI and the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So again, another other than Mexican sneaking around down there on the border with gas pipeline plans, a Middle Eastern woman, an Islamic refugee, which again goes to the heart of this debate about the border and the wall. This isn't just about Mexicans. This isn't just about illegal aliens. It's about ISIS. We know we've had reports of ISIS camps down there on the border in the past, and this is an open sieve through which they can come and wreak the kind of havoc that we saw in Orlando, Florida. And remember, if you actually look at the evidence, there's no way this guy could have done this on his own. You know, the amount of ammo alone he would have had to carry, the audio out of the gay club itself, you know, 30 rounds being shot in a matter of a couple of seconds, the eyewitness reports of multiple shooters. Now, I'm not saying that it's a government false flag. What I'm saying is that this was more than likely a cell of ISIS jihadists that carried out this brutal attack. And you can compare it to the Bataclan incident, of course, in Paris. You know, 80-plus people killed in that attack, not even double the amount. They had several individuals involved in that attack. They had more time in which to carry it out. They had more targets. They had a bigger arena. They didn't have a dingy, small little nightclub. So this stinks to high heaven. Basically, there's a cover-up going on. There were reports of the authorities looking to arrest other people. There was a report they were about to arrest someone. That's all been buried now. And again, it's this lone wolf perspective. Because if they allow that narrative to be expanded outside of one lone wolf, then it stops becoming about gun control, the Second Amendment. And they have to acknowledge that it's about Islamic terrorism. And in fact, Stefan Molyneux did an interesting interview with Mike Cernovich yesterday, former military guy, of course. And, you know, he's coming out with a lot of that evidence. So I urge you to go and watch that video. But again, it stinks to high heaven. There were multiple shooters by the sounds of things, and they're covering it up so as to hide the fact that we have ISIS terror cells inside America. And the next attack is coming soon, because Obama not only refuses to deal with the problem, refuses to even use the term radical Islamic terrorism. And we're going to get more into that after the break. But of course, I'm here in Britannia. We've got the big Brexit vote coming up next week. And Nigel Farage got on a boat, sailed down the Thames today. He was countered by people like Bob Geldof, the millionaire hypocrite, the champagne socialist, who is, of course, supporting to remain in the EU. And Geldof, and you can see this on my Twitter feed, actually stuck two fingers up at the fishermen who were on the pro-leave boat. So you have poor working class fishermen whose lives have been destroyed, ruined by these EU fishing quotas that force them to destroy their own boats. In fact, pay them to do so because they're not allowed to fish in their own waters. Completely decimated the fishing industry in Britain. So they're there protesting on a boat, sailing down the River Thames. And Bob Geldof, a champagne socialist, is there screaming vulgarities at them. And even the pro-Remain, the pro-EU people on that boat with Geldof left, because even they were disgusted at his behaviour.
So you've got a virtue-signalling champagne socialist lecturing poor working-class fishermen when they're the ones who are having their careers, their livelihoods, their very heritage destroyed. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show after the break. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
So you have champagne socialist Bob Geldof, the biggest virtue signaling hypocrite on the planet, on a boat on the River Thames in London, gesturing, making vulgar statements, insulting these poor fishermen who are voting to leave the European Union because their livelihoods, their jobs, their industry has been completely decimated by the EU common fisheries policy, which means that, you know, Norwegian boats, Dutch boats can fish in British waters just a few miles off the coast in places like, you know, Newcastle up in the north of England. So, of course, the British fishermen are going to go out and protest. They're going to vote leave. And if you want to vote remain and remain in a tyranny that creates over 60% of British laws and regulations without the British people even having a say in that protest, if you like dictatorship, then I guess that's your democratic choice. I mean, people voted for Hitler, right?
they voted him into power, that's your choice. But to see Bob Geldof, again, a multimillionaire, a guy who is a complete fraud, a guy who came out at the start of the refugee crisis and said, I will house Syrian refugees on my own personal property. How many Syrian refugees did he house? The same number as Saudi Arabia? Zero. None. Because it's all BS. It's all hot air to make himself look good. Because he's a virtue signaller. He doesn't actually care about refugees. So now he's on a boat in London, leering at, gesturing at, sticking two fingers up, insulting these working class fishermen. And as I said, even the pro-Remain people who were on his side, the Labour people, left the boat. Even they were disgusted by his behaviour. So again, this is completely blowing up in their faces. The polls over the last 2 weeks have shown a huge shift towards the Leave campaign. And again, this is huge. This is a complete repudiation of the globalist agenda that they've painstakingly tried to build for decades. Bilderberg back in the 50s, creating the euro. You know, Etienne Davignon admitting back in 2009 that the euro single currency was a project of the Bilderberg Group. This is global government. This is taking away power from the people, our democratic will, coalescing it, centralizing it into this federalized tyranny, this bureaucracy, represented by the EU Commission, which both creates and passes laws. The Parliament is completely ceremonial. The EU Parliament cannot vote down laws. It has no actual power. So that's what the pro-Remain camp will be voting for. Shackles and chains. And that's their choice. But to see this champagne socialist engaging in this kind of behaviour, directing it towards these fishermen who have had their livelihoods destroyed, absolutely vile, disgusting. But it's no surprise coming from someone like Bob Geldof, who is a supreme hypocrite like no other. And on that same subject, again, if you go to my Twitter feed, which is at Prison Planet, there's a picture there of London's new Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan, who, of course, was elected after sharing a platform with an ISIS supporter 9 times. You know, once might have been a mistake, but 9 times, of course, he was criticised for doing that by David Cameron. Just a few weeks later, David Cameron was out campaigning alongside Sadiq Khan, because they both support Britain remaining in the EU. So he's out there giving a speech for the pro-Remain campaign today, surrounded by, you can picture, probably like 2 white people, the rest are Muslims. That's his constituency, after all, in Tooting, which is not far from where I live, which you can go on Google Maps, look at it. You know, there's a mosque, there's a halal butcher, there's an Islamic bookstore, and there's not much else. It's one of those areas that has had this cultural enrichment, as many others have. But look at this picture. Go onto my Twitter feed. It's him giving a speech. He's surrounded by people. You will notice the people around him at the front are all men, Muslim men. The people at the back are all Muslim women, because segregation is liberal. Segregation is trendy. And we've seen this at past Labour events. They will have Muslim women on one side of the room and all the men on the other side of the room, because they can't mix. And that's progressive. So again, he's campaigning for Remain. And in this very image, you see everything that's wrong with Islam, everything that's wrong with him being the mayor of London. Let's move on, though, because, of course, we had the horrific events on Saturday night in Orlando, Florida. And we've got the leftist media response, which is always to make apologies for Islam, the religion of peace. This article is up on Infowars.com. Regressive left blames conservative Christians for Orlando massacre. Argues that white Americans inspire more violence against LGBT community than radical Islamists. Yeah, right, because one single incident on Saturday night killed more gay people than decades and decades of supposed LGBT hate from the Christian right. Not that that's a good thing, but if you want to talk about violence, that one incident wiped it out completely in terms of the numbers. In a backwards twist of logic, regressive leftists have pinned the blame for the shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando by a Muslim extremist who declared allegiance with ISIS, nothing to do with Islam, on conservative Christians. Writing for Think Progress, LGBT editor Zach Ford outlined his mind-bending theory that conservative Christian America is to blame for the massacre in two ways. Now, one of those ways is the fact that James Wesley Howell, this guy who was found in Indiana with guns and explosives and chemicals in his car, was on the way to a California gay pride parade. So that and he was white. So that proves that this Islamic terror attack was the fault of white Christians. Didn't care to mention the fact that the guy who was caught in Indiana was a gay man. That completely was omitted from the article. So he's basically saying, given that even so-called moderate Muslims support killing people, Ford also fails to mention that Howell is not a conservative Christian. As I said, he's in fact a gay man. Howell's ex-boyfriend and other acquaintances were interviewed by reporters and maintained Howell harbored no violent feelings towards the LGBT community. So again, his argument is completely eviscerated on that score alone. But this is the rhetoric that we're seeing in the aftermath. The rampant apologia for radical Islam every single time. Because, you know, as Milo Yiannopoulos said, the left has made its choice. It cares more about protecting the feelings of Muslims than protecting the lives of gay people. And part of that process is to deny that within Islam there's a violent hatred towards gay people, which is an admitted fact. 11 Muslim countries still execute gay people. Where is the leftist outrage about that? Well, it's non-existent because in the oppression Olympics, Muslims rank above gays. And God forbid, somebody might call them Islamophobic. Somebody might call them racist, even though Islam is not a race. So I did a flashback article this morning, which is posted on Infowars.com and got linked up on the Drudge Report. Islamic speaker admits killing gays is a belief held by moderate Muslims. In light of the massacre of dozens of people at a gay club in Orlando, it's worth revisiting the comments of Islamic speaker Fared Qureshi, and this is in Norway, who admitted that the desire to see homosexuals killed was a belief held by so-called moderate Muslims. Now, this is in Norway. It's in a Western country. He's up there giving a speech in front of a packed house full of Western so-called moderate Muslims. He asked them if they support the execution of gay people as prescribed in the Quran. And if you're watching the live video stream on Infowars.com, you will see their reaction. But I'll talk to you about it after. Here's the clip.
Can we have this camera focusing on all the audience here? Can we have this camera focusing on all the audience? Because every now and then, every time we have a conference, every time we invite a speaker, they always can come with the same accusations. This speaker supports death penalty for homosexuals. This speaker supports death penalty for this crime or this crime or that. He is homophobic. They subjugate women, etc., etc., etc. It's the same old stuff coming all the time. And we always try to tell them, I always try to tell them that, look, it's not that speaker that we're inviting who has these extreme radical views, as you say. These are general views that every Muslim actually has. Every Muslim believes in these things. Just because they're not telling you about it, or just because they're not out there in the media, doesn't mean they don't believe in them. So I will ask you, everyone in the room, how many of you are normal Muslims. You're not extremist. You're not radical. This is normal Sunni Muslims. Please raise your hands. Everybody, mashallah. Subhanallah. Okay, take down your hands again. How many of you agree that men and women should sit separate? Please raise your hands. Everyone agree. Everyone agree. Brothers and sisters. Subhanallah. So it's not just these radical sheikhs then. Allahu Akbar. Next question. How many of you agree that the punishments described in the Quran and the Sunnah, whether it is death, whether it is stoning for adultery, whatever it is, if it is from Allah and His Messenger, that is the best punishment ever possible for humankind. And that is what we should apply in the world. Who agrees with that? Allahu Akbar. Are you all radical extremists? SubhanAllah. So all of you are saying that you are common Muslims. You all go to the different masajids in Norway. Or is it, are you like a specific sect, like the Islamnet sect or anything like that? Are you like that? No. Is it, are you like that? Please raise your hand if you like this extreme Islamnet sect or anything like that. No one. Allahu Akbar. How many of you just go to these normal masajids in Norway, the normal Sunni mosques? Please raise your hands. Allahu Akbar. So what's the politicians going to say now? What's the media going to say now? That we're all extremists? We're all radicals? We need to deport all of us from this country? Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Takbir! 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 May we have the next question, please?
Right there again. He's up there complaining about the media characterizing Muslims who have these beliefs that homosexuals should be killed as extremist Muslims. So then he asks this huge crowd of so-called moderate Muslims, do they share this belief that homosexuals should be killed, that women should be stoned to death for adultery? They all put their hands up. White, black, Arab, doesn't matter. They all put their hands up. And then he said, look, this is not extremists that believe this. This is a normal Muslim belief. And all these so-called westernized Muslims in Norway, in this case, share those same beliefs. So again, that leftist trope that it's a tiny minority of radical fringe extremists that have these beliefs is complete bunkum. And you saw the poll out of the United Kingdom 2 months ago. 52% of Muslims think that homosexuality should be illegal. You can look at the Pew polls out of the Middle East of those who believe in Sharia law. The majority agree that homosexuals should be executed. This isn't about jihadists. This isn't about extremists. This is about Islam. This is what they actually believe. But the left refuses to call it out because they care more about protecting the feelings of Muslims than the lives of gay people. And you can look at the preacher, the cleric there in Orlando, who just weeks before Omar Mateen's rampage was calling for gays to be executed, quote, out of compassion. This is his quote. Death is the sentence. There's nothing to be embarrassed about this. Death is the sentence. That's what he said about homosexual people. This is a so-called moderate cleric out of Orlando. So again, no surprise that we've had numerous gay people, numerous homosexual groups who have come out in the aftermath of this and have switched their allegiance to Trump and away from the likes of Hillary Clinton, 20% of her campaign being funded by Saudi Arabia, a country that still executes gays, that whips them, that puts them in prison. So this is out of the Inquisitor. Donald Trump gets LGBT support boost after Orlando shooting. Donald Trump appears to have lured a growing number of LGBT voters away
from his Democratic challenger, Hillary Clinton, funded by Saudi Arabia, who kill gay people. Trump's speech after the Orlando shooting by self-avowed ISIS terrorists has earned him the steadfast loyalty of gay Americans, who are now keenly focused on national security, immigration, and terrorism matters. And remember, the people who throw gays off buildings in the Middle East, they're not inspired to do so by Western foreign policy. Again, that was the justification trotted out in the aftermath of this massacre, because the gunman said that it was a retribution, that the West should stop bombing ISIS. Well, ISIS throws gay people off buildings in the Middle East. They throw Syrian people off buildings. They're not Westerners, they're Syrian. And the people watching in the crowds below do absolutely nothing. They sit back and enjoy the show. Which is not to say that a lot of these populations are living under absolute tyranny, and just to survive they have to go along with this. But again, they're throwing Middle Easterners off buildings. They're not just killing Westerners. So again, this trope that everything is somehow justified as a reaction to Western foreign policy, complete BS. 11 countries, as a matter of law, throughout the Islamic world still execute gay people. The left has absolutely nothing to say about it, because they're hypocrites and they place Muslims above gays in the oppression Olympics. We'll be back with the final segment and more news after the break. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I say I'm not the sheriff, but that sheriff was in Mississippi. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day.
We're back on the final segment of the Alex Jones Show live. We're not going to get a chance to go to the video, but 6 months ago I put out a video, Islam is not a religion of peace, going through all these arguments, and it's more relevant than ever before, so I urge you to go and watch that video. Let's hit on some final few news stories here with 4 minutes left on the show. Reuters, half of likely voters back temporary ban on all Muslim entry to the United States. New polling data from Reuters shows a surge in support for a far-reaching temporary ban on any Muslim entry to the United States. In the wake of the terrorist attack in Orlando, 50% of likely voters now support a temporary halt on Muslim entry into the US. Just 42% of likely voters oppose a temporary ban. So now it's shifted in majority favour of people supporting that ban. The finding represents a 22-point swing since the beginning of the month. At the end of May, just 40% of likely voters support a halt, while 54% opposed one. So this poll was taken, I believe, immediately after the terrorist attack in Orlando. And Donald Trump's policy of a temporary limit on Muslim immigration is proving more popular. More people support it than those who oppose it amongst likely voters. This is out of Breitbart. US resettles million migrants from countries that execute gays. Oh, more cultural enrichment. Between 2001 and 2014, the United States has permanently resettled nearly 750,000 migrants from nations that may execute gays and lesbians, including 250,000 who were resettled during Hillary Clinton's tenure in the State Department. As Secretary of State, Clinton was in charge of screening visas for admission, which some foreign nationals could then adjust to receive green cards. So now we've got these people pouring into the United States. But again, don't worry. They're going to integrate. They're going to settle. They're going to get jobs. They're not going to hate gay people. Everything's fine. Let's just ignore the fact that they're going to mosques every week where clerics are telling them that killing gay people is perfectly acceptable. This is out of Sky News. Muslim cleric leaves Australia over anti-gay remarks. A Muslim cleric who suggested that homosexuals be put to death has left Australia ahead of his visa being cancelled. British-born Farrokh Shellafar arrived in Sydney last Tuesday as the guest speaker of an Islamic centre in Sydney. He said, quote, death is the sentence for gay sex acts in public. Again, the left has nothing whatsoever to say about that. Now, with the Brexit vote, which I talked about earlier in the show, the EU time and time again has ignored the democratic will of the European people. They had votes for the EU constitution, the Lisbon Treaty, in countries like France, in the Netherlands, other countries, Ireland, where they voted to reject the EU's mandate every single time. Well, now, politicians in Britain are preparing to reject the democratic will of the British people, even if we vote to leave the EU. This is out of Business Insider. There's an incredible theory that a Brexit won't actually happen, even if the public votes for it. Well, it's not a theory. You know, I've been saying this could happen for weeks now. A really crucial detail about the upcoming EU referendum has gone virtually unmentioned, and it is probably the most crucial detail. Parliament doesn't actually have to bring Britain out of the EU, even if the public votes for it. So there's this technicality within the process of the referendum, which says it's just a referendum, it's not legally binding. So even if we vote leave, which the polls show might happen now, they're going to go back to Parliament, they're going to try and steal that vote on a technicality. Let them go ahead and do that. They're threatening economic terrorism now, and the British people just aren't going to put up with it. That's the show. InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.